It's a good hat. I decided to wear the hat on. Thank you, guys. In honor of the military. That's right. Thanks for coming out. Good practice. And obviously we're preparing for a battle on Sunday.
Are you also preparing for rain and a lot of wind?
We are. We're bringing our raincoats.
Really factor in, like, if you know that's going to be pretty certain that's going to be the conditions, does that factor into what your game plan is going into that game?
Well, you know, you have to prepare for it, sure. You know, and footing will be an issue there. And game plan, it may move in that direction. It's probably more of a situation where you have the various game plan options that you need, plays-wise and things like that, available. But you won't know until you start playing the game, I think, how it's going to affect the game.
Is there anything you can do to enhance ball security and conditions like that?
Well, you better be thinking about it, that's for sure. You know, you better take your time, you know, taking the snap, exchange, throwing, catching, put it away first. You better be more cognizant of it. We have practiced in the rain. We have done a lot of wet ball work, you know, throughout the course of the season. So you'd like to think that that would pay off. But guys just have to do a great job with it. Whatever team does a better job is going to have a better chance of winning.
John, with the run game, Chicago giving up about 130 yards a game on the ground, are you hoping that the run game, this is the game that the run game comes back?
Well, we are. You know, we are. We've been working really hard at improving in that area, and it's important for us to be a lot better than we have been. So no time like the present.
John, we know we played last week, but how has Darryl Smith progressed the last couple of days?
Yeah, those guys have all done a good job. You know, it looks, you know, we've got the injury report coming out so you can see who practiced and who didn't. But they all work really hard, you know, and they do everything they can to get back.
Secondary had a great game last week. They amped up for the challenge of Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, two big physical wide receivers.
They are excited about it. You know, it's a big challenge with those guys. And not just them. They've got a pretty good tight end there, too, in Martellus Bennett. And they've got other players. I mean, you know, number 22 is pretty good out of the backfield catching the ball as well. And it's just a talented offensive core. Now, we've seen that the last few weeks, so I feel good about, you know, what we've seen and being prepared for it. I think we've got the men for the job, but that's going to be job number one. First of all, you got to stop Matt Forte. Make sure that in the run and the pass, you do a great job of containing him. And then secondly, you know, running through the quarterback, you got to stop that receiving core.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you.